Swindle, Florida. Charlie Swindle, Florida. Charlie Swindle, Florida. Charlie Swindle, Florida.
On a sunny day across the street from the Florida Press Center in Tallahassee, a group of young activists held up signs and chanted Charlie Swindle, Florida. They did so ahead of a press conference by former Republican Senator Mike Fasano and former Corrections Secretary under Crist Walt McNeil. They said they wanted to set the record straight about an attack ad against Charlie Crist, linking him to a convicted Ponzi schemer.
It's unfortunate to have those young persons out there holding signs, misinformed and disillusioned and deluded with misinformation.
Okay, so here's a snippet of the ad that both sides are referencing.
Scott Rothstein swindled a lot of people, me included. He bankrupted many families. Nobody was closer to Rothstein than Charlie Crist. I got swindled by both Rothstein and Charlie.
The unnamed man in the ad has since been identified by the Miami Herald as a Fort Lauderdale investor with ties to Governor Scott. And according to the Miami Herald report and other media accounts, there's no evidence supporting his claims. And Walt McNeil, current Quincy police chief, suggests Scott take down the ad.
The real crime here is Rick Scott's ads are against the intelligence of the citizens of Florida. And finally, as someone who knows a crime when he sees it, Rick Scott owes it to the citizens of Florida to take down these ads.
That ad, paid for by the Republican Party of Florida, has already had thousands of views. And just earlier in the week, Scott endorsed the ad himself.
The ad's absolutely true. I mean, this individual was a victim of both Scott Rothstein and Charlie Crist.
While Scott's campaign and the Republican Party of Florida have since backed down on that count, they are still saying, quote, Charlie swindled Republican voters and Floridians. Still, former Republican Senator Mike Fasano wasn't too happy with the ad. He says Scott's ad would have been better off showing a scenario of a senior citizen who needed help.
That ad instead portrays a victim who, by the way, got every dime of his money back. And by the way, whose attorney is a big supporter of Rick Scott, who has gotten an appointment not only for himself but for his daughter as a judge. This is as low as you can get, Rick Scott, with the type of ad and the type of lies that you're now putting out on the TV to every home in the state of Florida.
Fasano is no longer in the legislature after he was appointed by Scott to take over as Pasco County tax collector last year. Now calling himself a Ronald Reagan Republican, he says while he won't change his party affiliation, he won't be voting for Scott.
I'm a lifelong Republican, and I support Republicans throughout the state. But I cannot support a gentleman, in my opinion, who has left behind the little guy and gal, the rate payers, the premium payers, those who are struggling each and every day.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.